Sunday night, Daf Yomi. Today's Daf is Daf Kuf Nun Vav. We'll start with Daf Kuf Nun Hei Amud Beis. The last few lines of Kuf Nun Hei Amud Beis. Today's Daf Kuf Nun Vav.
Amar Ameimar. Amar Ameimar. Umatanos Umatana. We're talking about the Matana, the Yosom. A Gadol, he has Karkos that he was Yorish Me'aviv. He's a Gadol. And so we say he can't sell the Nechosim. He can't sell the Nechosim. Even if he's not especially sharp in Tiv Masu Matan, he can't sell the Nechosim. But Ameimar makes the somewhat surprising statement that he could give it away. He can give him a Matana. Rashbam, three lines from the bottom. Shal ben Yud Gimel Diyomechad, have your Matana. Avu Bishen Yodeb Tiv Masu Matan. Meaning he's not especially sharp. He knows what he's doing, obviously, but he's not sharp. He doesn't have the street smart of a businessman. So we said before that we don't let him sell the fields. So Ameimah makes this funny statement that he could give it away. If he's selling it to Mekabel Zuzi, he's getting some money for it. Amarta Dalal, we don't let him do it. Now, in Ravashi's Kasha, he makes a certain assumption, which will be questioned. But the assumption he makes is that the reason we don't let him sell it is Dilma Moizu Umazbin. Maybe he's selling it too cheaply and he's being taken advantage of. Koshkin Matona, Kolimoti Leveloimidi. He's not getting anything for it. There's no cheaper price than that, says the Rashbam. At least Umazbin, he takes some money. The Derech Chokma, he's also. He's showing some intelligence. He's getting money. I feel the walking takina rabbanu the lalev is vini achei ben esrim. Why? Hayol veni bokem tiv masu maton. Maybe he's being taken advantage of. Nu matana shu derech shtus. Who gives away something for nothing? Miboya, is it not for sure the tikin rabbanu the lalev matana? On Malay, that's the last word on Kuf Nun Hayam at Beis. We now go to Kuf Nun Vav Amud Aleph. Ule taimech Ameimar answers him. The taimech that you say, the talisa taimah b'midi, the isla revocha b'fseida. You peg the reason that we don't allow him to sell kakos of him until he's 20, because he'll get the worst end of a transaction. You look at the transaction, you say maybe he'll come out at the worst end, so we don't allow it. So, but what happens if he made a good transaction? Zevin shabicham shabashita, if he sold. Shavicham Shabashita. Now the Rashbam has a slightly different girsa. Arba Bechomesh, the Isle Revocha Tuva. He profits. Now, the problem with the Gemara's girsa, which Rashbam avoids, whether he avoided it by, he just assumed the different girsa was more correct, is that the question is, the Gemara's girsa is very possibly a Noah. And even though Eino Noah Lekarkos, but that's with a many Rishonim hold that that's with a shtus, a sixth deviation from the price. But if it's more than a shtus, then even by Kaka Yeshayna, this is more than a shtus if he sold five for six. Now, there's two Mahalchim in the Gurus of our Gemara. One is Rabbeinu Tam's Mahalach that says, Adarabba, our Gemara and other Gemaras is proof that Eino Nola Karkos even more than a shtus, up till a hif, up till a machza, up till a doubling of the price. So that's one mahalach. Another mahalach is that there is an amora in Perek Azov that if you sell something worth five and you get six for it, that's called a sixth. That's not called more than a sixth, that's called a sixth. And that's a little good old Malayel, Malaran, how you cash with a sixth, six of the total price and six of the profit. So, but according to Rashbam, there's no question that they had a different garrison. It's less than a sixth. So, Akabonim, it's really a side point in the Gemara. The Gemara is just, it was, what? In the Rashbam? No. If he sold four for five, that's how much of a profit is he making?
Again, it's the Rip Nakoma. better. The last branch is definitely because it's over.
Right, so we'll have to hold like a Ben Tam. Or you could say like Tyson says, it's Lav Dafka. I never was good at math. So the Rashbam makes it worse with his numbers. Okay. So you have to say the Rashbam certainly holds that either the Gemara is Lav Dafka because it's not really the point here, or he holds like a Ben Tam that up till half, and then I know all the Karkois. Okay. So Al-Gamal's not point to the Gemara, it's just it's a cute side point which gives the Rishonim like the rise that whether Yesh or Nola Karkois or Ain't or Nola Karkois. Okay, well, let me see what they say here. Okay, so the point of the Gemara's Kasha is that according to the Kasha that he is from Amar, it sounded like we disallow the selling because we'll get the Roy under the deal. He says, what happens if there's a transaction where he clearly got the better end of the deal? So that you're going to allow. Ella, Amar goes on to say, and the time of the Mechira, Kimbul the Rabbonon, we disallow all sales because we don't want him to sell off all the karka. That in itself is not good, some Rishonim learn. He's bound to be taken advantage of, other learn. Someone jingles money in their pocket, you know, he responds, like Pavlov reaction. He'll sell the karka because he sees money dangled in front of his eyes. It's a good way when you're going to bargain for a piece of real estate. You know, even now, you know, if you take out a wad of cash from your pocket, the guy can't resist. He's bought, you know, a check, credit card, bank statement, you take out cash. So it's a good Elokim Rabbanan. So the Gemara says the Yanuka, Mikabi died to the Gabi Zuzi, he can't control himself when he sees cash. The Yamid Zvina is in the Makakish Le Zuzi, he'll jingle the coins in his pocket. Ozul Mazmul called the Nixi Davua, he won't be able, you know, he'll just get rid of it, he wants the money. So the point is not the raw end of the deal. The point is, in general, selling off all the karkos because of the lure of money. Rashbam, at the time of the mechira, kibul the rabbanon, the din of the makarka shalei, if the pechula mechira seek of the loyim is vini. So they disallow all mechiras because the whole thing is like a setup. You're giving him money. We're not looking at each particular mechira. If he made a good deal, if he made a bad deal, we don't want mechiros because we don't want the lure of money to have the katan sell, or the gadol sell off the karkos. Abu Gabi matana, so there's no money, so we say adarabba. Ilav davle anomine, lahavi yodle matana. The Rashbam says gadol amine. If he wouldn't have had big time anor, or yodle, he wouldn't have given him a free karka. So adarabba, Rabbanan had a reason b'chiyuv to say matanos umatana. Omer Rabbanan tevi matanos umatana, so that he hechid lendulu mili. It would encourage people to do things for the yosom because they'll say maybe they'll hit pay dirt, maybe he'll remember them on their birthday, and he'll give them a present, a nice piece of karka. So that is the terrorist, and that's why it does make sense. Counterintuitive as it seems, it does make sense to say that matanos umatana. Even if Mechiros was ain't a Mechira. We go on now to a different sugya, not different, but a different point. Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Botkin, we check for two Cyrus. Now in Gemara, we need to talk about Chazaka de Rabba. That we have a Chazaka when someone reaches age, so they have two Cyrus. Age is not enough. You need physical maturity plus age. We assume there was physical maturity, as we paskin, is manifested in two Cyrus. Shaila, if it has to be from Mokum Ha'erva, or it doesn't have to be from Mokum Ha'erva, I mean, it can be on the head, but it means other, it can be even other places in the body, Ladavka Mokum Ha'erva Mamish. But let's assume Mokum Ha'erva, and that's physical maturity.
So we don't rely on Chazakah Derabba. That's a rule. We don't rely on it for D'oraisa, certainly not. We rely on it for the Rabbanos. We don't rely on it for the D'oraisas. Here we're saying, Botkin, you have to check L'kiddushin, Rashbam, Abba Vishu, Ben Yudgim HaShonim V'Yemechad, Vishu Basit V'Shonim V'Yemechad, Lo'isom Chinan HaShonim. We don't rely on their ages, L'chzukinu K'gedolim, U'v'nei Seyor, L'choshem K'dushayhem. Vaday, to say it's Kiddushin Vaday. We didn't rely on it. Now the Rashbam, the Chumra would be no trick. You wouldn't have to be Boidik. You know, you would say, let's be Machmer. Maybe he does have Shtei Cyrus. So the Rashbam comes up with a scenario where it would be Lahokel. So then Shmuel would be saying, you have to check. If you want to be Makel, you have to check. You can't rely on Chazaka the Rabba. You have to check to make sure he's a Godol in order to disallow Kiddushin. Well, what would be the case here? So he says the case is Lebatel Kiddush Hasheni. This guy was Mekadesh a woman. Someone else was Mekadesh afterwards. So now you gotta go. You want to go the Kula. You want to be Mebatel his first Kiddushin. You want to be Mebatel his Kiddushin. And you want to be Mebatel the second guy's Kiddushin by saying presumably the first guy had Cyrus. So that you can't do. You have to be Boyd. So both of the Kiddushin. And the Bible Kiddush Hashem, she can definitely get. El Boyd Kinachim, Heavy Cyrus, Ozikosh, Kiddush Yavada. The Gerishim, the Kamim Beforish, to be Megarish, we'll see exactly what the scenario is. The Chalitza, to give Chalitza, but Rashi says to the Mishamisha no Katla, Shalai Takloi Tzach Shatagdu, the Tobi Simoni Sayer, that's why it's a Chiddush here. Ulam Yunin, here it's the opposite of everything else. Till now we were checking to make sure they could do something. Now we're checking to make sure they can't do something anymore. Miyun, that's when brothers or mother marries off a daughter. It's not a condition to Raisa. So we say she can be Mamayin. So she can be Mamayin up till she's a Gadola. And we check for two Cyrus. Again, it would be Lakula that Homiyun is no longer good. The Lipka ben Chayaviv at Shehei ben Esra. Abagab Daisy Cyrus Miyud Gimel. That you need 20 years old. Bechivan, okay. Now the Gemara wants to know about the Gerishin case. Bechivan did the Dakma the Kiddushin, the Gerishin Lomali, by Gabra Bashas Kiddushin, but it's a Godo, because we said you have to. Now we just said you really don't have to check for Kiddushin. You only have to check for Kiddushin in a crazy scenario where it comes out of Kula. So the Rishonim talk about that and they give various terusim. That's the most kasha on a practical level. You will check when he makes Kiddushin, so what do you have to check against the Gerishin for? My Nitzucha, yeah, the scenario is a cotton was Miyabin, Eloyibim, the Tran, Ben Teisha, Shalom, Yamecha, Chabal, Yavinto, Kona. So according to Rashi, we'll learn it's the Araisa, according to Rashi, all over Shas. That's a D'oraisa Dika Kinyan, because he's only assuming the issues of the dead brother. Namela, he has a condition of D'oraisa on his hands. They noisen get that Chigigdal. There's no way we can allow a cotton to give a get. L'chalitza, okay, noisen get that Chigigdal. So therefore, that's the case of Gerishon here. And we're checking to make sure he can give a gap. The chalitza is the chiddush is because we're talking about the woman. Mafukim and Rav Yosi, Tomer Ish Kosev B'Parsha, Belisha Megdolu Ben Tana, Mash Malon, the Machina Nishalish. That we make a hekesh like Rav Yosi. Will the Yudin that you check to see if she can no longer be mine? Mafukim and Rav Yehuda, Yomar Chaver Shachar. In other words, the checking for Miyunin is mashma, is the same checking as for all the other things. Now, for all the other things, we're only looking for Shtei Cyrus. We're looking to see if she's a godel. So here, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we're looking for more than two Cyrus. We're looking for two Cyrus that have grown somewhat. So it wouldn't be the equivalent of the others. So that's why the Gemara knows that it's not like Rabbi Yehuda. It's coming Lafuke with Rabbi Yehuda. The Yomer Atchiyah B'Shachar, so there's a rebuy of Cyrus. Come ask for long the Mishnah that it's dubya to all the others that all you're checking for is two sagas. Like Rabbi Yehuda. The limka b'nechse yara rakei b'nesrim. Lafuke b'man d'yam har ben shmoyne esrei. 18. The ilchusot teich zman kalat nei zman. Meaning if you brought Cyrus during the 13th year, like before, doesn't count. It's not a sign of godless. Duchzok Gidol Bar Menashe, that if he's Yodea B'Tiv Masu Mata, and he can sell it in Karka Osoviv from 13 and up. Duchzok Amar Zutra, that he can't say Eidus, Ben Yud Gimel can't say Eidus. If any day but Masuman can't say it's on Karka, looks like he can't deal with Karka. Looks like Hamei, that's what we just started off today's shiur with, that if he's Yud Gimel and he's any day but Masuman, they can still give away a Matana. Looks like Rav Nachman of Shmuel, the Kulu, these bedikas we talked about, kiddushin, megerishin, chalitzu, miyunin, leisamchid, and hashonim, achinib, the simonim, limkom, nechsoyol, and achay, ben esrim, the other simonim. Mishin, yudah, betim, masuma. Say, me esrim, mayam, dir, abon, alat, and lechmasa. That's a funny way of putting it. It's not going to wait anymore. So if he didn't bring sayor, he's a cotton. If he has simoni soros, he's a soros, and automatically a god. Okay, we go on to the next Mishnah. Kufnas Volumalit, the Mishnah, the Mechalik Mechosav Al Piv, which we really have been talking about up to now. Rabbi Elazar Oimer, or many Rishonim Agoris, Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Echad Bori, Echad Mesukon, Mechosav, you need a Kenyan. You need a Kenyan. All this talk about Dimei Shchivak, Yitzum, Chimsur, and Dami. It's not me. I don't hold like that way. I, Rabbi Lezer, or Rabbi Eliezer, hold not like that. Echad Bori v'Echad Mesukon, Echad M'Sheish L'Machrayas, Nikna B'Kesli B'Mishtar V'Chazaka, M'Sheish L'Machrayas, Nikna Lola B'Mashicha. The Bach puts in the Chachamim Shita, the Chachamim Oimer, Meilu Meilu, Nikna B'Amira, by a Shchibra. That's his name. My root, my pin, a very expensive pin, a diamond pin, a place. Lebiti, Bibishne Moser Mone, who makes the Kimuas to Boreha. Rashbam goes through the Cheshman, was it a Matana Bemikas, was it a Matana Bakula? Was it Mitzvah Machmas Misa? Was it a regular Shchivra? He ends up saying it was a Matana B'Mikzas, but it was Mitzvah Machmas Misa. And the blood is chaylik by Mitzvah Machmas Misa too, that you don't take Yitzum, Chimsur, and Dami. Amalan, you can't bring a raya from there, but Eirach will take where Mimon. The Chachamim had, that's a very bad caller, right? About, so the Chachamim had tainus, and therefore they didn't want to let, they were very more than happy not to let them yarsh in the Nechosim. So they let stand the Tano to the Bas. Tanya Amal HaRab Lezal HaChachamim to prove his point. Ma'isi v'maroini echad Al Shei Mekomo, Rashbam says Shai B'Rushalayim Ba'ilu v'ta'otl en harbei Uvigesh litnim b'matana Amulayen lam takana Ad sheyikna al gav karka Olach v'lokach meitzela echad Tomach l'Yerushalayim V'matzfono l'ploini b'imoy me'yatzoyna me'achobius U'dromo l'ploini b'imoy me'yatzoyna me'achobius Okay U'meis V'kimu chachomim is dvorov
Devorah was mashma b'dibu b'yalma. Some Rishonim speak out. Amaroi misham raya truni bari haya. And itaka doesn't mean. It means he made a kinyan. In other words, they were tereach to make a kinyan. Ein lam takono is mashma. There's no takono unless you make a kinyan. Umeis is mashma. Was a shchid mara. Amaroi. No, he was a bari, he wasn't a shchimra at all. He just died afterwards. It happens. My time of kalayat lahu. They had kilayim bekerem, they had kaitzim. Kaitzim is edible for animals, we'll see. Rabbi Eliezer the Taimei, the Tzlan, and Makayim kaitzim bekerem, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Kidesh, that's the lesson you use by kilayim. To say it's also, you say Kidesh. From the Lashon HaPosuk, Pentikdash HaMaleya. The Chamon Likidesh HaLadovish HaKamon HaKaimen. And the, okay, so the Rishon. The Gemara is going to, okay, the Gemara will about to explain it. Bishlam Karkum Chosei. There must have been a Gersa here that they're also chaylik about Karkum. So Bishlam Karkum Chosei is a spice. So that can be Kalayim. People keep it. They cultivate it for food for the gemalim, and therefore it is intrinsically that, and therefore it's a problem of klai and bekerem. Omer Rabbi Levi, klai and kinyan b'shchim rav v'lo b'shabbos. You can make a mice of kinyan with him on Shabbos if he insists. B'lo lachos d'iver b'lozi that you need a mice of kinyan. This part of the general rule that Chachamim were mekel in a lot of things. So here too, they were mekel in allowing a mekach, in allowing him to make a kinyan. Go on up to the next Mishnah, Kufman Vavam and Beis. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer B'Shabbos Dvorav Kayomim and Eishen Yochel Lichtoy. It makes sense that on Shabbos we'd say because he has taken over the Reitzel. Avalo b'chol. This is the third sheet, though. That's why it has to do with how you gurus in the last Mishnah. This is Rabbi Eliezer here, and if that's Rabbi Eliezer, then it's good. Rabbi Eliezer ben Aroch and Rabbi Eliezer ben Shemua dealing with it. Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Shabbos Amru that he does not need a kinyan. Kal v'chayim v'chayim. That he has tagayim b'ilu ma'kevus bo. He could do it if he wants to. Kayyitzu bo yizach al ha'kotin b'yizach al ha'gadol. Dibir b'liyazir b'shomei al ha'kotin l'amru kal v'chayim al ha'gadol. He can do it himself. So it's more of an inyan of schiyam. Being zaycha for him. It's something he can do himself. Masisa Mani reviewed the he interprets the machlokes the way we have the gersa. The Tanya Breyer is not like the way we have it. The Meir Meir of Elazar Meir Bechol Devar of Kayom and Mamish the opposite. Bechol Devar of Kayom and Meishay Yochel Lichto Mamish the opposite. Abloy b'Shabbos. Yeshua Oimer b'Shabbos Amru Habachoyim and Bechol. That's how he sees the machlokes. The Yaitzer boy. Wait, maybe they should have a loy b'Shabbos. Right, Rabbeinu says a beloved mamish pufake. B'chol dvorav kayom meshiach lichtoy. So we it's like saying, so you say b'chol dvorav kayom, it's like saying what? It's like saying roy bila in bila makevus. Have a loy b'Shabbos when he can't. Yeshua Aimer B'chayil Amru B'chayil B'chayim B'Shabbos. When he can't. They certainly made a takana Shem Etitra of Daitai Olam. Hayyitzim Bar Yizachon Agadu Ben Yizachon Lekotum Dibir Eliezer. Yeshua Aimer B'chayil Amru B'chayil B'chayim Lekotum. There would be a takana that he can. Yudah Aimer B'Eliezer Aimer B'Shabbos Dibar of Kayomim Meishayna Yochol Lichtoiv. This is the way we have the Mishnah. That we allow it when he has no other Eitzah, Avaloi B'Chayil,
The other line of reasoning, that if they allowed it when you can't, they certainly allowed it when you have, like, an Eitzah. That's how he views things. In case anybody, case of the game, there's no shiur in the rest of the week. Not this year. Okay, but to be spent as I see fit for a different stop.
I don't have to go shopping. Whatever.
What?
You can put card in the airport.
Whatever. No. I meant I don't have to go. Like, whatever I see fit, as an Indian stock. I think I've been stuck with money before, and I don't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
Ended up bringing it back there to Israel.
Okay. See it's over.
No, I'm gonna resume on the daf. Alina the Mitzvah. A week from tonight. What? I'll be away Shabbos, but that's lo kashur. That's my son was making a kiddush. The mother's coming in from America. They're making a whole thing out of it, so I have to go home.
I read the Rosie. It's very good. Myshul can seem forward to me. He thought I didn't get it. So I said, no, I got it. I said, it's good when the rub is covering your back. It's laid out. It's crushing. It's shitting up. What is Myshul? Bit of a funny question. I know it's typical, not typical for me. Today's my anniversary, and my wife bought me a present. It's important to her that I like the present. Yes, she got me this watch. Generally, I like it. I'm not so worried about these little fake diamond-type things. It's not something I would normally wear. No, I'm not really asking for a sock, more of an opinion. Is this like something I want her to be happy? You know what I'm saying? It's important to her that I like it, so I'm not 100% comfortable. I don't really know what to do. I'm not really sure what the question is. I just...
I know what the question is, but I can't answer it, so I don't know you what. Okay. Some women would be thrilled if their husband would say, can you get something else? And some would be devastated.
Right. So she's not thrilled or devastated, but...
I would err on the side of saying Kalamo Vachasuka.
Means stupid.
Yeah, tell her how nice it is.
Okay.
That's what Chazal say. Chazal recommend, like you say, Kalanov Vachasuda, we pass them like Beis Hillel. Say, oh, what a beautiful Kala.
Okay. There we go. Thank you. Thank you.